defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from coast to coast. If you're tuned in on one of dozens of radio stations around the country, thanks for being here. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, make sure to like and share the post. Thousands of you are enjoying it. And if you're watching on your television sets in Northern California or Reno, Nevada, or anywhere else in parts unknown I may be aware of, welcome to the program today. It's going to be a good one. Happy Thursday to you. Boy, oh boy, there's not a shortage of anything to talk about together, is there? So because this is the fastest hour in radio, I'm going to take you over to my only guest today. You see him on the screen behind me. That is, now if you're watching it, and that is Dave Workman out in the beautiful Second Amendment Foundation offices and the offices of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Dave Workman, how the heck are you, my brother?
Well, I'm okay for an old guy, but I'd really love to be out there where that picture shows me way up in the mountains, toting a shotgun, just living the good life, you know?
Now, I had some questions. I'm glad you mentioned that because you're apparently watching this, too. And I'm glad you are because I had some questions a number of times. Where is Dave specifically where that was taken?
And Dave's answer is, it's none of your business.
Great answer. That's like the secret fishing hole, right?
Well, wow. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, me and only 10,000 other people know where that's at. But that photo was taken, about 6 years ago by a friend of mine. We were up getting ready for grouse season and doing a little shotgun shooting, you know, shooting some clays and stuff, way up near the Cascade Crest on the eastern side, above a small town called Cleellum. Wow. And there's this gravel, well, a series of gravel roads, old logging roads, actually, and now they're Forest Service roads that go way up in the higher elevations above a place called Cooper Lake. And it was just one of these spots where there was kind of an old gravel pit in there, and we started clays around. And it was really an enjoyable afternoon. And, of course, you can tell from the landscape behind me in that photo that there were not a lot of people around there. So
no, it looks absolutely gorgeous. I get asked a question all the time, where is that photograph where Dave is at? Now, quick question for you on those logging roads. Were you up there on those logging roads where all you could see was clear cut and stuff like that around you?
No, not at all. There have been clear cuts up there. There's growing back really well. A lot of second growth timber back up in there. And that's why I like to hunt those places, because that's where you find these big blue grouse hanging around.
Right.
The berry fields are in pretty good shape up there usually. About late August and through early September, you'll find these grouse hanging around there, because that's what they eat. You know, the leaves and the berries.
Yeah.
And you might even run into a black bear, which is one of the reasons you can't see it in the photo, but typically within pretty easy reach, I've got a .41 Magnum revolver. So.
Right. It's absolutely gorgeous, absolutely beautiful, but really, really nice. It's funny, I get asked that all the time. Dave, let's go right to just some nuts and bolts. There's a story that you wrote about today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, of course, being the 4th, and it's over. You can catch this now at Liberty Park Press, viewers, listeners. Surging gun sales show realization we're responsible for our own safety. I like the headline on that. It doesn't require a whole lot of thought, but you don't have to read. It's not like you have to read into it, okay? It's right smack to the point. But because I don't like headline surfing, Dave, because you got to get into it a little bit, yours goes right smack to the point. What do you mean we're on our own surging gun sales? Explain. I know what you mean, but I want you to explain this to us.
Well, as most people know by turning on the afternoon news, the United States has been experiencing a considerable amount of domestic unrest. I wouldn't call it domestic violence, although we have seen riots in some cities, and some of these incidents have been fairly violent. We've seen a few shots fired here and there, and a whole lot of broken glass.
Right.
It does appear, at least in some of these cases, that the Antifa crowd is involved in this. Although it's kind of hard to tell the legitimate protesters from the bad guys anymore, because we're all having to wear masks outside because of the coronavirus. So it's kind of a weird deal. And you'll recall last time we chatted, I think, which was about a week, maybe 10 days ago, we were talking about these disturbances. And and you asked me my opinion. I said, hey, this is the perfect storm. We've been on lockdown for more than 2 months. Millions and millions of people have been put out of work. Businesses have shuttered. People have been on lockdown, so they, you know, they can't travel a lot. The airline industry is suffering. If you got no money, you got no money to spend to go out and eat at a place that isn't even open anymore. And there's a great deal of frustration, and I think that frustration has finally boiled over. It's not just on the surface, it's over the surface. I was watching a local news broadcast out here from Seattle yesterday afternoon, and there must have been 3,000 or 4,000 people sitting down on downtown Seattle streets, blocking traffic. They weren't bothering anybody. This was a peaceful demonstration. It's definitely protected by the First Amendment. And the mayor of Seattle, who, you know, I probably have nothing in common with her except maybe the air we breathe. I think she's been making at least an attempt to come to some kind of an understanding with the organizers of some of these demonstrations. And, of course, we all know why these demonstrations have occurred, because of the death of Mr. George Floyd over there in Minneapolis. And I believe his funeral service was today.
Yeah, it was. They're still ongoing services right now. So,
and so that in itself was the powder keg, but providing the spark, I think, in a lot of cities around the country have been these, I guess for lack of a better term, professional provocateurs. They run around and they cause all kinds of trouble. They probably don't even know who George Floyd was and don't even care. It's just an excuse for them to start smashing windows and looting and pillaging and making life miserable for people. And so, you know, here we are in a situation where the landscape has literally exploded. People, you know, they've got tempers and they've had to express themselves. Certainly no one likes to watch video, and I've watched it several times, of a now former and indicted, a former police officer there in Minneapolis with his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. Every law enforcement officer that I've talked to, that I've read stuff from on social media, they're scratching their head going, what the hell was he thinking? And, yeah, you know, I don't know how to answer that. So,
well, now we've got, as you mentioned, that perfect storm. That was just like, as I think during that same conversation, I called that storm, you know, basically all of everything that you just threw in that pot there, you know, just the ingredients, everything. It was just a recipe for disaster. And it was something that had been building in this country for quite some time. Predicting that there would be violence in American cities was not difficult to do. Predicting how it might spark and how it might manifest itself might have been a little tougher. But to say that it was a powder keg and America has been a powder keg, I don't think it was a stretch. I think we've all known that. We can feel that in our stomachs. There's something wrong. There's something wrong in this country. And we don't have an hour to go into all of that right now. It goes back. We would have to go back decades. But suffice to say, what we have found now is just like you said in the title of your column, and that is surging gun sales. Surging gun sales show realization we're responsible for our own safety. Over 3 million background checks in the month of May. Three million, over 3 million. Now, Dave, we're getting ready to take a break, so I'm going to leave it at that so I don't have to let you get started and then have to interrupt you for the hard break. So here's what we're leaving at. This is where we're going to go when we come back with Dave. That 3 million in May is one of four record months in a row, and this May smashes all other records in going back to last year and the three previous months prior to this month's record setting. So we want to dig into that a little bit with Dave. What does that mean? What does it say? What does it mean for the gun control movement going forward? Are they done? We're seeing a lot of stuff. People say they might be finished. Oh, no, don't fall for that trick. We'll explain it all when we come back here in the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios, gunbroker.com, on the Car Arms microphone with Mr. Dave Workman, back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At a buck a face mask, that's a dollar per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. GunBroker.com, by the way. We had Patricia Huff on the MonsterCast this past weekend from GunBroker.com. She's a great friend of this program and a great friend of ours. If she's a great friend of ours, she's a great friend of yours. Here's what she made very clear. If you can't find it somewhere, GunBroker has it. Here's the deal. 100% free. Just go over there and sign up so you can view the auctions. Over 1.5 million auctions going on every single day. Last week, we covered 20 different guns, new revolvers, used revolvers, new semi-automatics, and used top five semi-automatics. And we had just a great program with her for those two segments. And she reminded us at the beginning of that segment, millions of rounds of ammunition that you can't find right now in your gun shop. It's there. It's over there at GunBroker.com. So just go and sign up. Doesn't cost you a thing. Just sign up so you can watch all the auctions all day long. You can keep your eyes on them, too. You can set it to notify you if it's getting close to something you might want to buy or when one might close out. GunBroker.com. All right, welcome back inside. I want to read something here. Dave Workman's on the line with me out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Gun control, August 31st, 1911 to May 31st, 2020. R.I.P., rest in peace. It's a picture of a headstone. And it says, the gun control movement died in this weekend's riots. Its grave is always shallow, but it will take years to claw itself out. Too many people understand exactly why the Second Amendment is crucial now. It will take a while for them to forget again. Dave Workman, welcome back. That's that was a tweet by John Hayward on Twitter. I don't know who John is. I don't care. But that tweet speaks volumes to how some people feel. However, I'm smart enough. I know better. I know that these people are laying low right now. While their agenda is, in fact, crumbling beneath their feet, this is a resilient bunch in large part because of the billions of dollars that they can throw at this. What do you think about what you just heard?
Well, part of me wants to say, yeah, we just took the argument right out from under them. However, another part of me says, yeah, Mark Walters is just spot on here. And we've seen this kind of thing before, unfortunately. After 9/11, there were people rushing to gun stores who had never before owned a firearm, because that scared the hell out of them. Terrorist attack on U.S. soil. I know from some really good sources back in D.C. that some members of Congress who had traditionally supported gun control were privately seeking instruction on how to use firearms because even they were scared. And, I believe that. But now we've got a situation where, for good or bad, and I think it's for bad, we've had these thugs, and I don't mind using that term, we've had these thugs that have been exploiting these well-intentioned public demonstrations that have brought, thousands of people out because they're not working, so they got to go do something. But I don't misunderstand what I just said. I mean, right. People have an opportunity now to get outside and to do something that they believe is meaningful, and they're doing it in a peaceful way. But as we saw, let's just take Seattle, for example, because that's fairly close to home here. Last Friday and Saturday, especially last Saturday, there was a demonstration in Seattle that turned into a riot. And or it might have been a Friday, but anyway, both days actually. And police cars were burned, windows were smashed by the dozens, people were injured, police officers were injured. Suddenly these guys started showing up throwing bricks and frozen water bottles. And, that's a weapon. You could actually kill somebody if you hit in the head with a frozen water bottle. But these guys don't care. And the alarms that triggered are sending people to gun stores, and that's not just in Washington. That's all over the country. Yeah. Again, there was a report, and I think I wrote about this yesterday, and maybe the day before. A lot of people rushing to gun stores right now, again, have never owned a gun in their lives, but they watch TV, they see the police being literally overwhelmed by the numbers of people demonstrating, and you know they got to deal with it, even if it's a peaceful demonstration, then you got to have the cops there.
Well, sure.
And while the cops are there, people are worried there won't be any police to respond to the burglars that are breaking into their homes or some other problem that they are personally facing, maybe an armed robbery or something. So people want to go out and buy a firearm. They are realizing, as you noted in my headline at Liberty Park this morning, they realize that they really are their first responders, their own first responders. They're the first and maybe the last line of defense for their homes, for their families, for themselves, because the police, much as they like to do a good job, they got their hands full right now, and that's
well, they can't be everywhere. You just touched on that. They can't be everywhere, Dave. And criminals,
right.
What I just heard you say, you mean criminals are smart enough to know, hey, if the cops are down there, I might be able to go there and rob that liquor store and get away with it now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, they do. They're not that stupid. Here's something that you quote from the piece from Business Insider, viewers and listeners. Massive protests on the back of a pandemic that's killed more than 100,000 Americans have caused a surge in new gun buyers that could continue as former Vice President Joe Biden's electoral polling numbers increase over President Donald Trump's. And then the magazine further noted, as Dave points out, quoting, federal background checks increased 75% in May compared with 2019, a further acceleration from April's 69% gain over the previous year, according to Cowen Research. Handguns in particular were up 94%. Background checks are largely considered a proxy for gun purchases in the absence of more granular sales data, which means that's really the best we have. But those are huge numbers. When you're talking 3 million, 90,000 people in 1 month, Dave, I can hear you chomping at the bit. Come on.
Well, I think we all have to acknowledge that even the FBI, when they publish these monthly National Instant Check System figures, they put a caveat in there that these numbers do not translate one-on-one to firearms transfers. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation does what they call an adjustment of the numbers, kind of weeding out what they think are background checks for concealed weapons licenses and renewals. And other background checks, employment background check, you know, that sort of thing. But they come out with an adjusted number, and still we have record numbers of firearms being sold in this country. And I think, frankly, more than 40% of those are going to brand new gun owners. And the reason I say that is because people who already own guns, they don't feel a need to rush down to the store to buy another gun.
No, and let me stop you there. Let me stop you there because we're going to take a break. And here's where that number is coming from. I discussed that with Pincus today on the online gig we do every day at about noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That number is coming from information being told in surveys by the NSSF to its member dealers. So the number's fairly accurate, while there'll be some change up. We'll be back with Dave right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I just got this in from Derek over at Defender Coffee. This just came into me by text, so I'm going to go ahead and read this to you right now because he's throwing a discount at us at Defender Coffee. Can you run a promo on the show for me? Tell your listeners to use the code AAR at checkout. Get 10% off their entire order. No minimum purchase required. Repeat, no minimum purchase required. Valid on everything in the store. Not valid with the coffee club because of free shipping. Promo code is AAR at defendercoffee.com. Make sure to use that because that's kind of a no-brainer. Here's why. When you go into Defender Coffee, when you buy the coffee, guess what happens? You get to select where you want the profits to go from your bags of coffee. I send mine every year from every bag that I purchase, they send off every year to the Second Amendment Foundation, and it adds up. Believe me, it adds up. Dave Workman, welcome back inside the studios with me. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm about a half an hour older than I was from when we started.
But a half hour wiser. I feel that way.
Yeah, there you go.
It's true. I feel that way when we talk about these things on air.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate that.
I let me apologize to those streaming. I understand Facebook's had some issues, and I guess the actual video is down. I don't know if you're getting the audio or not. If not, you know where to go to get it from radio stations and at armedamericanradio.org. But I want to go back to Dave, that quote, the gun control movement died in the weekend's riots. Its grave is always shallow, but it'll take years to claw itself out. And the reason I say that is, no, let's touch on money for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
These people work in conjunction behind the scenes and underneath the radar with Bloomberg's, you know, because you never hear anything from Mike Bloomberg about it, very rarely. But he's funding this entire effort. Just like you never hear anything about George Soros, but we know George Soros and the federal government is aware that George Soros is funding some pretty nefarious activity as well, too. But in this case, he's funding the gun control movement. And with the amount of money that they have, knowing that they have friends in the mainstream media and they have a lot of friends in the Democrat Party, I'm going to go to your other piece about that. This is how I'm going to segue in just a second. We'd be remiss if we just thought, okay, that's a true statement. We have nothing to worry about. These people ain't going away ever, anytime soon. And the moment they sense the opportunity is ripe to change the narrative back to their agenda, they're going to do it. Dave, did I say anything wrong there, do you think?
No. As you and I both know, because we've been around this block many, many times, the anti-gun movement, the anti-gun rights movement, the gun prohibition movement, you know, pick a descriptive term, they all apply. They have scored some deep pockets. Mm-hmm. And
Way deep.
I mean, we used to read headlines and editorials and op-ed pieces about how the National Rifle Association always had these big bucks to throw at gun control stuff to buy legislatures. And frankly, the National Rifle Association's budget, even when it was very fat, would be eclipsed by the money that is available right now today to the gun prohibition lobby. I don't know what Bloomberg is worth. It's something like $300 billion or something. For him to spend a few million or $50 million or $100 million to push his gun control movement, I mean, that's almost pocket change.
Well, let me correct you quickly. It's $78 billion. And,
you know,
there's what's called a law. I remember this from college in management and economics. There's what's called a law of diminishing returns. Now, I'm not going to go into that whole education, but let's just say monkeys love to eat bananas, and if you feed them as many bananas as they can eat, eventually they get filled with bananas. There's a point where you get to where, you know, he can't spend that much money in, you know, 5, 10, 15 human lifetimes if he were spending $1 million a day. It's crazy how much money that is. So we lose sight of that, and they have access to that, is what you're saying, Dave. What Dave is saying is they have access to all that money, and believe me, they're going to use it. They're not going away. Don't fall into that trap. Sorry, Dave, go ahead. I just wanted to correct that record because of his wealth.
Well, no, I appreciate that because, yeah, I don't know how much money Michael Bloomberg has. Frankly, it's none of my business. When it becomes my business is when he uses all or part of that money in an effort to buy elections that are going to affect my rights. And, you know, I'm not doing this just to protect my rights. My rights are the same as your rights, and those rights apply to my children and your children and everybody's grandchildren. I mean, we're born with these rights, and yet these people who so despise the notion that when we're born, we inherit a right to keep and bear arms. That just makes their stomachs churn. And you know what? I frankly don't care. If they came up to me and said, geez, I need a Tums, I'd say, well, I'm sorry, the jar's empty. Go to hell. This movement has, you know, it has tons and tons of money. So, you know, we're going to be in this for the long haul. And just by thinking that the last
couple of
3 months have turned over a lot of people who will from now on be voting pro-gun, don't delude yourselves, because honestly, I've seen people who get really angry about gun control and about some politician saying, hey, you know, we're going to come and take your shotgun or your rifle. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months later, they're voting for that dirt bag because, well, my dad voted for that party and my mom thinks they're great guys, and gee whiz, I don't know the other guy running for office. I mean, they come up with these stupid excuses. And, you know, you and I have also discussed this in the past, and I've been writing about it constantly over at Guns Magazine for the last year. You've got to get in the game. If you want to defend your Second Amendment rights, you can't sit on the bench and just watch what's going on. You got to get in there and start pounding shoulder pads with these guys. You know, politics is a contact sport.
Full on. And, you know, in this one here, What's lost in a lot of discussion, I believe, is the fact that, you know, you got people out there who don't like Donald Trump's personality. He's too abrasive. He's this, he's that. Let me tell you, let me just use this as a reminder. Donald Trump's the only individual that you have to vote for right now in this election. Anything less than that, including a no vote for him, is a vote for Joe Biden, who has already made it very clear that he's going to hire a gun czar who he's made clear it wants to be Beto O'Rourke of, hell yes, we want to take your guns away from you. Now, you might not find Donald Trump a palatable guy. Maybe you don't want to sit and have a beer with him. I couldn't care less. You have no choice. Judges, if you want to think just one thing that make you feel better, Donald Trump has appointed over 250 pro-rights judges, 250 and growing, that are going to see to it that your rights in the lower federal courts are protected for your kids and their kids generations to come. And if you forget that, if you renege on that, and if you forget that that's the case of why you voted for Donald Trump in the first place, think long and hard if you decide you don't like him and don't want to vote for him now, because he's the only option you have when it comes to your gun rights. This is Armed American Radio. We're not talking about the economy. We're not talking about job numbers. We're talking about rights to keep and bear arms, of which Dave just said very eloquently and articulately that we are born with. So you think about that. Joe Biden and the rest of that crew over there hate your guts and want to take it, and they're well-funded. Dave, before we go to a break, which we're doing now, I had to get off my soapbox briefly, but it's very important to get that message out. You know, I have volunteered many times to be the pro-gun rights billionaire. So if you guys want to help me do that, you know, help me get to that $78 billion in wealth, I'll give all of it to the gun rights movement. So if somebody wants to help me, I want to be. I've offered Alan Gottlieb to be that donator. I'll do it. I'll be that donor. I'll be that pro-rights multi-billionaire donor. Back with the final segment with Dave Workman right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses packages are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome back in. Let me very briefly read you the promo. I got this from Derek, who owns Defender Coffee, during the previous break. Can you run a promo on the show for me, please? Tell your listeners to use the code AAR at checkout. Get 10% off their entire order. No minimum purchase required. No minimum purchase required. Valid on everything in the store. Not valid with the coffee club because of the free shipping. So you already get the free shipping with that. But that is the promo code AAR. He says, run it until I tell you otherwise. So Defender Coffee, AAR, that's what we drink here at the house. That's all we have here. And it's we don't ever have enough of it because we're drinking the crap out of it. Let me put it that way. But that's what we drink here is the organic Liberty Roast. And sometimes if you're watching on the Facebook live stream, you get to hear some of the conversation behind the scenes during the breaks. Sean and I were just talking about Mike Lindell at MyPillow and what an amazing guy he is. I talk and communicate with the company on a regular basis, and they just love you. They love me. They love this show. They love us. They love supporting it. And it is just a remarkable story all the way around. If you want to support companies that support the right to bear arms, which I do, Mike Lindell is a prime example of that. He's under significant pressure not to support places like this. And he tells them all, go away. And he will continue to support us, and we continue to support him. All his products, MyPillow.com, just use the promo code AAR. It's that simple. You get a great product. All the discounts that you get over there, use the promo code AAR and you help support this program and keep it on the air. And it makes him, he's just thrilled to be able to do it. It's been a remarkable relationship. Now a new one, Pulse TV, pulsetv.com/armed. All that cool stuff over there, they just called me out of the blue one day. We want to help support the program. Anytime somebody buys from us, we'll donate over to you to help get this stuff, you know, help keep you up on the airwaves. pulsetv.com, pulsetv.com/armed, armed. And let's not forget our Crossbreed Holsters, Car Arms. This is the Car Arms microphone. Justin's a big winner in the show. Every week in the roundtable, he's awesome. Second Amendment Foundation. You see me wearing the Second Amendment Foundation shirt right here. Okay, I love this thing. You can go over there and get one at saf.org. Donate. Couch change, whatever you can afford. You can join us lifetime for $150. North American Arms, Bursa. Gosh, all of them. They're just wonderful. Frontsight.com giving us the free training certificates. Frontsight.com/MARK. Frontsight.com/MARK. Take the free training. It's fantastic. All right, let's go. Oh, and Emerson Knives. Can't forget Emerson Knives. All right, let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, the I said I would be willing to be that billionaire, and I meant it, okay? I would. I think any of us would. Look, I'll tell you this. If I can come up with a way to make $78 billion, I'll give $77 billion away. That's the law of diminishing returns, because that billion would be enough for me to hang out with, right?
$1 billion, yeah. I think I could probably retire on $1 billion.
Couldn't spend it in your lifetime, man. You couldn't. Not at a, you know, it's crazy. You couldn't spend it.
No, trust me, I'd think of a way.
Well, you know, people, here's this an interesting stat. This is just fun stuff for you to remember. Here's the difference between a billion and a million. Here's the difference that 10 makes. And that M and the B, here's the difference it makes. If you spend $1 million, if you got $1 million and you spend $3,000 a day, every day, you're going to go through that million in approximately 3 years. Uh-huh. That's every day. A billion, you couldn't spend in 10 lifetimes at that amount. Okay?
Well, I don't know. Just, I plan to live forever.
I'll tell you what, I hope you do. We all are in this together. This fight has been just unbelievable, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse, Dave, as the years have gone by. Let me ask you to wax poetic here for me just a second. Go back 10 years, just a short 10 years, which is a blink of an eye, and tell me the difference in this battle today than it was just 10 short years ago as you were reporting on it.
Well, 10 years ago, here in Washington State, and I'll kind of localize it because what has happened in Washington is a disgrace, and it kind of reflects what is being attempted across the country. 10 years ago in Washington State, we didn't have the kind of gun controls that the elitist billionaire gun control group based in Seattle has managed to push on to the voters here in Washington State. And there's a reason for that, and I've written about this. I'm not ashamed to talk about it. Our people don't vote. At least they didn't used to. I think maybe they're wising up
That's
now.
That's huge. That's huge.
It has made a huge difference. And I remember you and I were having dinner, I think, in Chicago after the Gun Rights Policy Conference a couple, three years ago. And remember, I was telling you about being at gun shows where these people would come up to me. Yeah. And they would say, oh, God, Dave, I don't vote. I don't want my name on a list.
Right.
You know, I'd like to take somebody out behind the woodshed and just cream them upside the head. That is just mind-numbingly stupid. Because, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. And that is just... what has happened here in the United States, our guys have become lethargic. And one of the reasons they became lethargic is, George Bush, for all his faults, was fairly pro-gun. Right. He hunted. He had guns. Donald Trump, for all of his faults, as you mentioned, he has put 250 conservative judges into the federal court system, and that's no small feat.
Oh no, it's huge. It's people. We don't talk about it enough, and we need to.
And despite the fact that Trump makes a lot of people crazy, and he makes me crazy sometimes, and I've never met the guy, Alan Gottlieb, who is my co-author on several books. He's met Donald Trump, I think, once or twice, but I've never met the guy. But I understand kind of where he comes from. Even before he took office, he was being trashed,
right.
And. I come from a fairly blue-collar background. People who grew up here in Washington State, I'm fourth or fifth generation, fourth generation for sure in Washington.
Right.
And my roots are those that, I guess it's like John Wayne once explained today in an interview that I read someplace. If somebody hits me with his fist, I hit him back with a chair. And,
sure.
I can kind of understand, the media has been very unkind to Melania Trump, the first lady. They have just systematically been unfair, I think, to Donald Trump, you know, just how much crap you have to take. And so while he makes us crazy, he's been doing things for gun owners in the Second Amendment that nobody has done in my lifetime. You go and you listen to one of his speeches, you watch it on TV, and at some point he has invariably said, and we're going to protect the Second Amendment, our Second Amendment. It's not just your Second Amendment, it's ours. He shares that with us. And, you know, I think that does come from the heart. You know, he's had a gun permit. His sons are both devoted shooters.
Oh, they're avid rights supporters.
So, you know, you don't wet on your children. Let's just put it that way and call it a day. I think that's what's going on. People need to get in the game, like I said in the last segment. Don't sit on the sidelines. 2020 is for all the marbles. And if you don't believe me, you're too stupid to own a gun.
I'm going to leave it at that, Dave, because that's a perfect place to end it. You are correct in what Dave is saying, and I'll just reiterate this again, as I said in the previous two segments ago. If you can't figure this out, I don't know where you've been, but you better start waking up and you better start learning. You don't have an option. 2020, as Dave Workman just said, is for all the marbles. These people hate your guts. They want your guns. They're going to come for them. They're never going to stop. Don't be fooled by this pandemic. Don't be fooled by all this distraction right now. They're out there, and they're waiting in the wings. Dave Workman, you can find him everywhere. Just Dave Workman. Just Google Dave Workman. I don't have enough time to give you all of this stuff, but AmmoLand.com, you can start there. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to do it again tomorrow until we meet again. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Don't let it be you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.